Well, hello, partners. It's Patricia here, and I trust that your month of December is going so well as you wrap up everything for the year and reflect on all of God's goodness, all the things that He's done for you and through you and in you. He is an amazing God, and I know that you are getting ready for the big day as we celebrate Christmas with family. And so my prayer is that you are going to just have a wonderful time with family and friends over the season. For those of you that are alone, I pray that it will be a beautiful time with the Lord, maybe the most precious Christmas you've ever spent so far. And for those of you that might have grieved a loss this year, and this will be your first Christmas without your loved one, I pray for comfort in the Holy Spirit and that the Lord will just minister to your heart. So coming up this weekend, December 18th, begins Hanukkah. So I wanted to share a little bit about Hanukkah with you. I did a special message with Joshua Mills on the subject because he wrote about it in his book. But basically, it is a festival of lights, and it's an 8-day festival. And many of you have probably seen the Hanukkah menorah. It has 8 candles, one for each day, and the center one is the celebration of God, who is our light, Jesus, who is our light. And that was a miracle. It was a miracle in history because the temple had been desecrated and defiled, and the Maccabees, and this is a long story made short, but the Maccabees were passionate to be set apart once for God and to war for the conquering of that temple, and they did it with God's help. It was a miracle because it was impossible to accomplish that in their own strength. But when they went into the temple, they started taking out all the defilements because there was all kinds of idols and everything. So they were cleaning it out. And this is a time, you know, a Christmas time, especially this month, to clean out the old, to make room for the new. And especially, let's clean our lives and our homes of any defilement. But anyways, that's what they did in the temple. And they were supposed to have a perpetual burning on the altar made of special oil, burning with special oil. It had to be absolutely pure, nothing defiled in it. And it was a special consecrated sacred oil. But there was only enough to burn for one day. And so they prayed and they burned it and cleansed out the temple. And God did a miracle to expand that oil to begin burning and then finish burning for 8 days until they could get the oil consecrated again. And so it was a miracle to give light in the midst of darkness, and especially while there was a fresh move of consecration going on. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing to remind us of this week, is that there's a festival of lights, a feast of light, and Jesus is that light. He is our oil. His Holy Spirit is our oil, and we can shine bright for Him. What we have within us is sacred oil. And so I just want to encourage us to go before the Lord this week and consecrate our vessels and you know, just ask God to convict us of anything that we need to let go of and to fill it with His glory instead, so that we can go out and truly be His lights. It says in Isaiah 60, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us." That's who we are. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, and don't hide that light. Let it shine, because that light will illumine darkness." And so this week, as you are celebrating Jesus, remember Hanukkah. Remember what it stands for, and remember that you are that sacred light. That sacred oil is within you that represents Him to the world that you live in. And go and let your light shine. We pray that you will have, you know, the most beautiful month ever. Robert will be sharing with you next week, just days before Christmas. But I wanted to give you my very richest greetings and thank you for your love, your partnership, your constant giving, your prayers. It's just so beautiful. And I'm so glad to have you part of our family. God bless.